football is back. Yes, after 2 weeks of training camp, after facing your same teammate over and over, we're finally getting some preseason action tonight as the Broncos open up the preseason for the second year in a row in Chicago. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani. Trevor Siemian is getting the start at quarterback here tonight, but there's plenty more to talk about. We've already learned that Von Miller will not be playing tonight. About an hour and a half ago, he was behind me here warming up, doing a full workout, and then shutting it down for the rest of the night. A little bit later on in the show, we'll check in with Broncos insider Steve Atwater to get his three keys for tonight's game. But first, we caught up with a few players as they were heading to warm up for tonight's action.
Of course I'm ready. Preseason game number one, opportunity to go out here and get better, show what we've been working on in training camp. It's going to be a great day.
Man, last year, bro, that's great. We made it to see another game.
It doesn't feel like that.
Don't feel like it. No, it don't.
And I'm playing on the time. I need two touchdowns. I need two touchdowns, dude.
Trying to get out of here with a win. You know, first preseason game, just ready to turn up with my new teammates. My new fam.
So the guys look like they are ready to go for tonight. We can expect a lot of position battles to take center stage. But now let's set things over to Matt Boyer, who's inside the Broncos locker room.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, it's been about a year since we've been in Chicago for the 2016 Week 1 preseason game, and a lot has changed since then, of course. Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian will play both about a quarter to a quarter and a half, depending on how the series go. That is the matchup that people are going to be looking at, that quarterback battle. Even though it is preseason game one, still a lot on the line for those two guys. Trevor getting the start this game, Paxton expected to start in San Francisco. On the defensive side of the ball, don't expect to see too many of those defensive starters for too long either outside of that first quarter. Guys like Von Miller and Darian Stewart, their positions are very much solidified. However, this is a great opportunity for some of those rookies in the secondary like Lorenzo Doss, Brendan Langley. This is their opportunity to solidify their spot on the Broncos depth chart. Now, we will be back inside the locker room after the game as well. Keep it tuned to Periscope for that instant live reaction. Phil and I will both have one-on-one interviews from right here. But for now, Phil,
thank you very much, Matt. And now we're joined by Broncos beat writer Andrew Mason. As Matt mentioned, those quarterbacks are probably going to play about three series or so tonight, depending on how the flow of the game goes. Mace, we're talking about what to watch for tonight. What can we expect from the quarterbacks?
Well, you want to see them get into a rhythm. That's why you're going to see them two or three series. You want to play them enough to where they can get into a rhythm, get comfortable out there, and if they make a mistake, get a chance to overcome that. And then you're also hoping that at least one of them can do enough to get some separation. You're still trying to find out which one is better, which one can be the starter. If one of them can kind of nudge ahead in the race on a positive side, that would be a good thing. You don't want it to happen because of mistakes. You want it to happen because one of them comes out with his hair on fire. So that would be a good thing to see for the Broncos tonight.
It is just the first preseason game, so the biggest thing is no injuries,
yeah,
especially at the outside linebacker position. We've already lost Shaq Barrett, Shane Ray,
yeah,
and we're going to get a good look at DeMarcus Walker tonight, right?
Yeah, good, and a long look at DeMarcus Walker. Of course, no Von Miller tonight, so plenty of action for Walker working at outside linebacker. And, you know, we've seen him make plays in the pass rush. We've seen him make plays against the run. But if he's going to play extensively at outside linebacker until Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett come back, he's going to have to do work in pass coverage. And to that end, he said he's been working with Aqib Talib in practice on some of his pass coverage moves, on some of his dropbacks in coverage. You know, it's something that it's not really natural to him because he's been a down lineman at Florida State the last few years. So that's something he's got to learn. It's a work in progress. I'm fascinated to see what he does in that area tonight because the rest of it seems to come pretty natural to him.
Mace, there's always a player who shines that we haven't really talked about in one of these preseason games. They make a big play, maybe a big return. Could that be at that third wide receiver spot tonight?
Well, certainly that's another area where you've got a lot of guys crowded in, battling for position, and you want to see someone separate from the pack. So, you know, Benny Fowler had a nice play on a slant route in the scrimmage last week, but you got Benny Fowler, Cody Latimer, Jordan Taylor, Carlos Henderson, Isaiah McKenzie, all of those guys that are fighting to distinguish themselves. And what they do in the games, I think, is going to matter a lot more than what they did on the practice field. So if you can make a couple of big plays out here, show some explosiveness, that could give you a leg up if you're trying to be the number three receiver.
Okay, well, those are three things to watch for tonight from Andrew Mason. You can catch Mace on the radio on Orange and Blue Radio from 3 to 7 Monday through Friday. You can also follow him at Mace Denver. Plus, his columns are all over DenverBroncos.com. Now let's hear from those quarterbacks and what their goals are for the game.
I just look at it as I'm glad we're not playing our guys, you know. So it'll be good to play against a different group. And hopefully, you know, both Paxton and I can find a little rhythm. It'll be nice to, you know, play that long, I guess.
I've always expected the games to, you know, kind of be the opportunity to show what you learned out here at practice. But also I think it'll be good for our group as a whole, the offense, to kind of go out there and go up against somebody other than our defense that we've been going up against every day. So I think everybody's excited about it and ready to grow.
They're all getting better every day. And I think as a coaching staff, you know, Billy and I and the rest of the staff, we understand we've played the position. Billy and I have played the position. So there's some things that, you know, we've thrown so much at the entire offense is there's – from time to time, there's going to be a play that we haven't run versus certain coverage, and there's a learning curve for everybody. There's certain route adjustments that there might be something that happens during the practice. Everyone always wants to look at the quarterback. Well, someone stopped running or did the wrong thing, so it may not always look perfect, but I'm very pleased with the way the quarterbacks are growing in our system.
That's offensive coordinator Mike McCoy, confident that all three of his quarterbacks will play well tonight. Of course, that includes third stringer Kyle Slaughter. Now let's check in with our Broncos insider Steve Atwater for his three keys to the game.
Hey, thanks, Phil. And here are my three keys to the game. Now, these three keys don't necessarily mean victory, but any coach will tell you they'll take this any day of the week. Key number one, injury-free. We got to make sure we come out of this game with no more injuries. We've had several injuries during the preseason, and we want to eliminate that. Key number two is pass protection. Our offensive line has to prove to the coaches that they can protect our young quarterbacks and give them time to find their receivers and get set in the pocket. Key number three, quarterback consistency. I think each of our young quarterbacks has to prove to our coaches that he can command the respect of the huddle, make good decisions, and look downfield and make accurate passes. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you very much, Steve. You can catch Steve Atwater on Orange and Blue Radio from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, Monday through Friday, for Broncos Blitz. You can also follow him on @SteveAtwater27. And now we're back with Matt Boyer, and it's a big night for those quarterbacks. We've been talking about them all along, but it's also a big night for Vance Joseph.
Yeah, Coach Vance Joseph talked a little bit about, a couple weeks ago, getting used to being a head coach. He didn't know where to stand during practice.
Yeah.
You know, it took some getting used to. This staff is going to take some getting used to as well, just getting the plays in. I think Coach is going to have the same kind of, not struggle, but I think he's going to be working his way into the flow, getting his rhythm. This is a very experienced staff. Mike McCoy, Joe Woods, Brock Olivo, but they've never done a game together. I think this is going to be a great dress rehearsal for that, and I think this is going to be the first step in a fruitful partnership for all of them.
Well, what do you think about Vance, the job that he's set a culture so far? We're expecting that culture probably will carry out onto the practice or onto the game field.
Well, we saw it in Mic'd Up, right, this past week. He likes high intensity, high tempo. I would assume that's exactly what his coaching style is going to be out here. We're going to see him loud, talking to players as they're coming on and off the field. So, especially with these young guys, this is a big night for them. I think that he's going to be kind of bringing the intensity, bringing the energy, especially when it comes to those young guys, to get them in the flow.
Well, so far in the media, Vance has been very honest with us, speaks his mind. You know, we heard about the truth t-shirts everywhere inside the building, and he recognizes that there is a sense of urgency for a big night tonight.
For myself, yes, but, you know, just to see our team and to see our young kids play and to see the quarterbacks play, you know, it's a huge, huge game for a lot of people on this football team, including myself.
We are now less than 1 hour away from kickoff. Of course, you can watch all four of the Broncos preseason games on KUSA. We're wrapping up the show here. Matt, what are some things you want to see tonight?
I think we got to start with the quarterbacks, right? I think Trevor Siemian needs to take that next step. He had plenty of playing experience last year. Now we need to kind of see him raise his game another level. For Paxton Lynch, spent most of last year on the sidelines, learned a lot, but now we need to see that learning process take fruit onto the field. So I think those are that, as far as the quarterback battle is concerned, that's what we need to see from those guys. For the rookies, this is a chance for those later round guys like Isaiah McKenzie and D'Angelo Henderson to kind of show what they can do. So I think it's going to be a big night for all three groups.
Yeah, more of an individual kind of night, watching to see position battles. What would be a great night for the quarterbacks?
I think for Trevor, I think you want to see him lead a couple of drives. You know, we don't know how many series he's going to get, but I think some long drives, no turnovers, would be very beneficial for his stock. And then with regards to Paxton, I think that no turnovers again, but we need to see some big plays. You know, this is a guy who has prided himself on saying, I'm different inside the games than I am in practice. So I think that he needs to showcase that playmaking ability during a game.
Well, it's exciting. Football is back. That's going to do it for us. For Andrew Mason, Steve Atwater, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani. This has been the BTV Live pregame show. We'll leave you now with some sights and sounds from the Windy City.